Here it is!
From deep inside your radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Christmas time. It's Hanukkah time. Thank you. It's Kwanzaa time. It's pagan winter solstice time. It's all that. It's basically, as I learned when I spent a couple of these seasons in London, just the time of year when it's, at least in the Northern Hemisphere, so freaking depressing. The sun sets so damn early. The sky gets this really murky color that you either find a tree and put some bright, colorful lights on it, or you just want to lie down and go to sleep for about 3.5 months. So here we are, and what a wonderful gift we've been given this holiday season. Some lovely emails from some nice folks at a lovely movie studio, and a real interesting discussion about how there should be freedom of speech in the American entertainment business. It's been a long time coming, and it would be very welcome in many corners of the business. Unfortunately, I think it only applies to one movie, and you have to tick off the North Koreans or their friends to get somebody to stand up for freedom of speech in the entertainment business. But maybe that'll happen again. In any case, in the meantime, it's a Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy Pagan Winter Solstice edition of Hello, Welcome to the Show.
Oh, a Louisiana Santa.
From the edge of America, from the home of the homeless, I'm Harry Shearer, welcoming you to this edition of the show. And that opening of the broadcast is sort of dedicated to the city where we almost always do an edition of our Judith Owens and my holiday Christmas show, now called Christmas Without Tears. And we didn't get to do it in New Orleans this year. We didn't get to do the show. So a little piece of Louisiana Christmas in lieu of that. Thanks, by the way, to the folks, the wonderful venues in New York City, the Cutting Room, the Largo in Los Angeles, the Addition in San Francisco, and the Space in Evanston, Illinois, who hosted Christmas Without Tears this year, allowing us to raise an awful lot of money for the New Orleans Musicians Clinic and for mental health charities in all those cities. And we'll be back bigger than ever again next year. But some of that reverence and irreverence in those shows, and some of the music from those shows, is what you'll hear today. Also from New Orleans.
I don't want nothing for Christmas. I've got plenty of stuff. I haven't got room for the things I own. Made up my mind. Enough's enough. I have over 3,000 records. My books alone would fill a moving van. So I don't want nothing for Christmas. I hope you'll understand. I don't want nothing for Christmas. I've got too many clothes. 25 sweaters and 30 ties. 40 shirts, don't need no more of those. I can't think of any good reason. I'd want more videos and DVDs. I don't want nothing for Christmas. Heed my wishes, please. Take the money you'd spend on a present for me and buy a beggar a meal, one he'll appreciate. Or you can stop by the house for a hug and a kiss. That would be great. So send me good tidings for Christmas. Nothing material, please. I'm more than happy with what I've got. I'm feeling good, my mind's at ease. We've all become too greedy. I don't care what our TVs say. Just spread your love to the needy. To have a great Christmas day. To have a great Christmas day.
Jesus.
It's Christmas time for O.J. The bars make a merry clang. He got matching fruitcakes from Van Atter and from Lang. A furry pudding from Furman. Prison food's grim enough. And O.J. sings a jolly refrain. The Goldman's got my stuff. The Goldman's got my stuff. Bing, dong, bling. Tinsel on the Joshua tree. It's Christmas time for O.J. Just like it ought to be. Oh, it's Christmas time for O.J. His cellmates made a pact. They'd make him sit on the football, and then they'd watch him act. The warden, he said, a candygram smells like droppings from McGruff. And O.J. sings himself to sleep. The Goldman's got my stuff. The Goldman's got my stuff. Rosa Lopez forgot to send a gift, but she did return a broom. Bob Shapiro gave a handmade gift, a free year of LegalZoom. Bruno Mali sent some ugly ass shoes, prison footwear's kinda rough. And Santa Claus sings in O.J.'s dreams, the Goldman's got your stuff. The Goldman's got your stuff. Bing, dong, bling, blong, a high desert cooler is home. It's Christmas time for O.J. Never no more to roam. No, never no more to roam.
Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Hitch up your reindeer, go straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Fill every stocking you find, the kids are gonna love you so. Leave a toy for Johnny, leave a doll for Mary, leave something pretty for Donnie, and don't forget about Gary. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Tell him James Brown sent you. Go straight to the ghetto. You know that I know what you will see, 'cause that was once me. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Never thought I'd realize I'd be singing a song with water in my eyes. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Don't leave nothing for me, I've had my chance, you see. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus, that soul brother needs so. Santa Claus, tell him James Brown sent you.
Merry Christmas, baby. You sure did treat me nice. Merry Christmas, baby. Sure did treat me nice. Gave me a diamond ring for Christmas. Now I'm living in paradise. Well, I'm feeling mighty fine. Got good music on my radio. Well, I'm feeling mighty fine. Got good music on my radio. Well, I wanna kiss you, baby, while you're standing beneath the mistletoe. Saying they came down the chimney about a half past three. There were all these pretty presents that you see before me. Merry Christmas, pretty baby. You sure been good to me. Well, I haven't had a drink this morning, but I'm all lit up like a Christmas tree. Ooh.
You know, sincerity, though, ladies and gentlemen, even soulful sincerity, can only take you so far during this holiday season. At some point, you have to go the other way.
Thank you. dreidel spinner, and this we can't forget. Paul was Saul before he was Paul, and the Last Supper was a Seder. Jesus was a dreidel spinner, and all his disciples were too. So all you Christians, remember, your Lord was a Jew. So light the menorah, dance on the tree, give thanks to the wise men and the Maccabees. Jesus was a dreidel.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Ah, humbug, everybody.
Good morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Well, the meeting will come to order, if you please. Are all the advertising people represented here?
Everyone except Amalgamated Cheese.
Well, if they're not here for the Christmas pitch, I can't help them find new ways of tying their product into Christmas. That's why I'm chairman of this board. Let's hear it for me.
Hear, hear, hear!
All right, Abercrombie, what are your people up to?
Oh, same thing as every year. 50,000 billboards showing Santa Claus pausing to refresh himself with our product.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the public has come to expect that.
That's right. It's become tradition.
Fine, fine. You there, Crass. I suppose your company's running the usual magazine ad showing cartons of your cigarettes peeking out of the top of Santa's sack.
Better than that. This year we have him smoking one.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. It got Santa a little more rugged, too. Both sleeves rolled up and a tattoo on each arm. One of them says, Merry Christmas.
Well, what does the other one say?
Less tars.
Great stuff.
But Mr. Scrooge.
Well, who are you?
Bob Cratchit, sir. I've got a little spice company over in East Orange, New Jersey. Do I have to tie my product into Christmas?
What do you mean?
Well, I was just going to send cards out showing the three wise men following the Star of Bethlehem.
I get it. And they're burying your spices. No, that's perfect.
No product in it. I was just going to say, peace on earth, goodwill toward men. Period.
Well, that's a peculiar slogan.
Old hat, Cratchit. That went out with button shoes. You're a businessman. Christmas is something to take advantage of. A red and green bandwagon to jump on. A sentimental shot in the arm for sales. Listen.
Deck the halls with advertising, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. While you can be enterprising, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 4 bars of soap,
3 cans of peas,
2 breakfast foods, and some toothpaste on a pear tree. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
5 tubeless tires,
4 quarts of gin,
3 cigars,
2 cigarettes, and some hair tonic on a pear tree. Chestnuts roasting.
Say, Mother, as sure as there's an X in Christmas, you can be sure those are Tiny Tim chestnuts roasting. Tiny Tim chestnuts are full-bodied, longer-lasting. This visible shell protects the nut. Now with XK29 added for people who can't roast after every meal.
Tiny Tim, chestnuts all the way.
Tiny Tim's roast hot like a chestnut hot. And they are mild, mild.
Get the halls with advertising. Fa la 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 la. 'Tis the time for merchandising. Fa la 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 la. Profit never needs a reason. Fa la 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 la. Get the money, it's the season. Fa la 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 la.
Words to live by, Cratchit.
Ah, for you, maybe. Can't you just wish someone a Merry Christmas for the pure joy of doing it?
Why? What's the percentage in that? Well, let me show you how to make Christmas work for you.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. And please buy our beer.
There you go, Cratchit. That's Christmas with a purpose.
I know, but wait a minute. Don't you guys make enough profit the other 11 months? Christmas comes but once a year.
Funny thing you should bring that up. That's exactly the point I was about to make. Hit it, boys. Christmas comes but once a year, so you better make hay while the snow is falling. Oh, that's opportunity calling you.
Jingle bells, ba-da-ba-da-ba-da. Rub your hands, December's here. What a wonderful time to be glad and merry.
Just so you're mercenary too.
Buy an ad and show all the toys up on the shelf.
Just make sure that you get a plug in for yourself. Christmas comes but once a year, so you better cash in while the spirit lingers. It's slipping through your fingers, boy. Don't you realize Christmas can be such a monetary joy?
Well, I guess you fellas will never change.
Why should we? Christmas has two S's in it, and they're both dollar signs.
Yeah, but they weren't there to begin with.
Huh?
The people keep hoping you'll remember, but you never do.
Remember what?
Whose birthday we're celebrating.
Well, don't get me wrong. The story of Christmas and its simplicity is a good thing. I buy that. It's just that we know a good thing when we see it.
But don't you realize Christmas has a significance, a meaning?
A sales curve. Wake up, Cratchit. It's later than you think.
I know, Mr. Scrooge. I know.
On the first day of Christmas, the advertising's there. With newspaper ads,
billboards too,
business Christmas cards,
and commercials on a pear tree.
Jingles here, jingles there, jingles all the way.
Dashing through the snow in a 50-foot coupe, o'er the fields we go, selling all the way. Deck the halls with advertising, what's the use of compromising? Fa la 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 la, la 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 la.
From Southern California, where I just about a month and a half ago had the pleasure of hosting an evening tribute to that gentleman, Stan Freberg. I'm Harry Shearer with this edition, this very, very, maybe another very? What do you think? Nah, two verys. Special edition of the show celebrating all the holidays that we cram into this period of time just to avoid being depressed about the weather and the light, the dying of the light. I don't know what why they do this in the Southern Hemisphere, except we colonized them. Anyway, the show continues. And because last week was torture week, this week we revisit the amazing day when Santa Claus came to Guantanamo Bay.
The elves had to show picture ID. The reindeer got special screening. Gifts were all x-rayed, then thrown away, despite Santa's intervening. 14-year-old got a new bar of soap shoved through the slot in his door. Somebody's driver got a coupon from Saks and a gift card for lawyers to get him some more. The seagulls were filling a light blue sky while drones and choppers flew lazily by. The Cuban sun shone so brightly that day when Santa Claus came to Guantanamo Bay. To Guantanamo Bay. The old man with dementia was overjoyed. He opened his empty box first. Had removed ribbon and wrap from the ones called the worst of the worst. They roughly impounded Rudolph's red nose. It set off all kinds of alarms. The party was running 12 hours late on its scheduled departure for Midwestern farms. Castro was having a fortified drink, not really knowing what he should think or what he should take. Several hours to say when Santa Claus came to Guantanamo Bay. To Guantanamo Bay. Special environment greeted the crew. It had to make Santa so proud that on this one night, heavy metal was gone. It was carols being played way too loud. Jolly old fella brought a message of light. Gifts are mightier than swords. But he couldn't resist while he was there for the night, putting some elves on the waterboard. The seagulls were filling a light blue sky while drones and choppers flew lazily by. The Cuban sun shone so brightly that day when Santa Claus came to Guantanamo Bay. To Guantanamo Bay. To Guantanamo Bay.
Santa Claus wants some lovin'. I want you to come in here, woman, before that children wake. Cause Santa's gonna want some loving. I said, Santa Claus wants some loving. Now Christmas is for the children, and I want them to be pleased. But right now, Mom, it's Christmas Eve, so make them happy, happy. Cause Santa Claus wants some loving. Do you hear me? Santa Claus wants some loving.
The ships come sailing in on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. I saw the ships come sailing in on Christmas Day in the morning. And what was in the ships all three on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day? And what was in the ships all three on Christmas Day in the morning? Christ and this lady on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. I say to Christ and this lady on Christmas Day in the morning. Well, they sailed into Bethlehem on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. Well, they sailed into Bethlehem on Christmas Day in the morning. Sailing in on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. I saw the ships come sailing in on Christmas Day in the morning. On us shall ring on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. Yeah, all the bells on us shall ring on Christmas Day in the morning. And all the angels in heaven shall sing on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. All the angels in heaven shall sing on Christmas Day in the morning. All the souls on earth shall sing on Christmas Day in the morning. Yeah, all the souls on earth shall sing on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. All the souls on earth shall sing on Christmas Day in the morning. Let us all rejoice, amen, on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. Let us all rejoice, amen, on Christmas Day in the morning. Let us all rejoice, amen, on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. Oh, let us all rejoice, amen, on Christmas Day in the morning.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know that I caused to happen a Christmas song, a holiday song this time of year, almost every year, with the idea in mind that it's topical, that it'll be perhaps amusing for a moment, and then pass unremarked into the dustbin of radio history. The following song was written, years ago, and with the same expectation. But as the war in Afghanistan dragged on, it remained relevant. And of course, you got to take Joe Biden at his word when he says we're going to be out of Afghanistan by the end of this year, come hell or high water, unquote. He said that in 2010. So I guess this is the last time this song will have a shred of relevance at all. So enjoy the shred.
We swore in Karzai and we swore off Rabbani. For one day, maybe it's okay to be Afghani. The stockings are hung by the chimney with care. It's the only place to hang anything there. The gift has been given, the Taliban beaten. No reindeer will visit. They know they'll be eaten. Only Wayne Newton would come this far. 'Cause it's Christmas in Kandahar. We fought side by side with Uzbeki and Turka. We've shaved off the beard and thrown off the burqa. It's still a surprise when we look in the mirror and see standing behind us Geraldo Rivera. Santa's crossed off his list the land where we dwell. We've been naughty this year, and Muslim as well. Drew Carey went by in an army car. Must be Christmas in Kandahar. We've mastered the problem of trimming the tree. We've covered it with a fine coat of explosive debris. There's no way to drive and no way to call. There's no stuff in the stores. There aren't any stores. And there isn't a mall. There's no Cathy Lee and no Charlie Brown. Just a couple of thousand Marines out on the town. Ramadan this year was strictly subpar. Now it's Christmas in Kandahar.
City sidewalks, busy sidewalks,
thank you. say yeah. City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air, there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, greeting smiles.
Thank you.
One, two, three. The trouble started when we started to talk. My husband Joseph and me went for a walk. He saw my belly and broke out in a sweat. He said,
"Can't be pregnant, I ain't touched you yet."
I'd like to think I'm not the gullible type. Don't go for male exaggeration or hype. So when I tell you this, it's gonna sound odd, but I think that I'm the portal for the Son of God. How did this thing get in me? Only God knows if I haven't been with Joseph, but apparently there's no guarantee. So how did this thing get in me? I'm educated as a shepherd's wife gets. I know where babies come from. I got pets. And Joseph spends all his time with the sheep, but you know, let's not even go there. I don't remember no romantic date, and now I'm thinking it was something I ate. I am a virgin and that ain't no joke. Watch your step, you know I think my holy water just broke. How did this thing get in me? Only God knows if I haven't been with Joseph, but apparently that's no guarantee. So how did this thing get in me? You know, when I was a little girl, my mother said to me, "Mary, if you mess around with those boys, you are gonna get trouble." When do I get to mess around with the boys? Back at the stable now, I'm starting to push. The cattle are lowing and there's hay in my tush. I give me frankincense and gold and some myrrh, but a good old epidural's what I seriously prefer. I couldn't make up more incredible things. This is a trio of the holiest kings. And I believe them because I'm told they're wise when they say that there's a miracle just north of my thighs. How did that thing get in me?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, the last two pieces of music and the one you're hearing now come from the New York City edition of Christmas Without Tears this year. Just a taste of what you've missed, but you didn't really miss it because you heard it. You see what I'm saying? In any case, thanks to all the performers. This was Devel Crawford, Amy Engelhart, and Tom McDermott. But thanks to all the performers who participated in all the shows across the country this year. We'll do it again next year, bigger and better. But that concludes this week's edition of the show. The program returns next week at the same time over these same stations over NPR Worldwide on the USEN 440 cable system in Japan. NPR Worldwide throughout Europe is what I meant to say. On the Mighty 104 in Berlin, around the world via the internet at two different locations, live and archive whenever you want at harryshearer.com and kcsn.org. Around the world via the facilities of the American Forces Network. Up and down the east coast of North America via the shortwave giant WBCQ, the planet, 7.499 megahertz. Shortwave. On the Mighty 104 in Berlin, available for your smartphone through stitcher.com, available as a free podcast from WWNO.org, SoundCloud, Sideshow Network, iTunes, and TuneIn Radio. And it'll be just like seeing a few more emails from, well, from a Hollywood studio that's full of love this Christmas season. If you'd agree to join with me then, would you already? Thank you very much. Tip of the show, chapeau to the San Diego, Pittsburgh, Chicago, and Exile in Hawaii desks. Thanks to Pam Halstead and Jenny Lawson at WWNO. Thanks to C.J. Vanston for mixing the New York concert performances. And thanks to you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening as this program now sprawls into its 32nd year of disservice to the community. The email address for this very program and a playlist of the music heard here on, always available, along with Cars I Talk t-shirts, it's not too late, or is it, at harryshearer.com. The show comes to you from Century of Progress Productions and originates through the facilities of WWNO New Orleans, the flagship station of the Change is Easy Radio Network. Have a great holiday.